This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. 73 degrees this morning. Partly sunny today. 20% chance for showers this morning. Then that will increase to a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon. Probably a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s. Tonight, more of the same kind of weather. 40% chance of rain with a low around 70. And then tomorrow, still the same. Partly sunny. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in our forecast. 50% chance, probably in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, once again, in the upper 80s. Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill announced on Friday that he plans to join this week's Moral Monday protest at the General Assembly in Raleigh. The Moral Monday movement has drawn thousands of protesters to the state capitol in the past 8 weeks, targeting policies of the Republican-controlled legislature. More than 400 protesters have been arrested in acts of civil disobedience, including many people from right here in Orange County, including Orange County elected officials. NAACP state chapter president and protest leader Reverend William Barber issued a call last week for larger crowds to attend these next two rallies, dubbing them Mass Moral Mondays. Here's what he had to say last week, just before 84 more people got arrested.
We would like the governor and his party to know we are outsiders. If by outsiders you mean outside of the Tea Party, outside of the intoxication of art coke influence, outside of extremism, outside of hatred, we're outside of all those things. Because inside our hearts we love justice.
Barber was responding to the assertion that North Carolina Republican Governor Pat McCrory made about the demographics of protesters, calling them outsiders and not natives of North Carolina. The rally starts at 5 o'clock this afternoon at Halifax Mall, which is right behind the General Assembly building, and will focus this week on women's rights, economic justice, and labor rights. Barber and others will also speak on behalf of the 70,000 state residents who lose access to federal unemployment benefits when new state laws go into effect July 1st. And no doubt, even more people, including local residents in our community, will be arrested. The first Moral Monday protesters arrested at the North Carolina General Assembly are set to appear in a Wake County courtroom today, and all are expected to plead not guilty. Among the 17 scheduled for a hearing today is NAACP North Carolina President Reverend William Barber, who was arrested April 29th on misdemeanor counts of second-degree trespassing, failure to disperse on command, and violating building rules. In all, more than 450 people have been arrested so far as part of what have become weekly Monday evening protests against the policies championed by Governor Pat McCrory and the Republican-controlled legislature. NAACP legal advisor Irv Joyner said all of the defendants plan to plead not guilty and will be represented by lawyers who volunteered to work for free. A new bill that would eliminate background checks for the sale of handguns has already been passed through the State House and may soon become a law. It's just one of the many policies that folks are protesting against. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith gives his opinion on this proposed bill.
I couldn't be more disappointed that our legislature is considering this, disappointed that it's passed the House and that it may actually become law in North Carolina.
The new gun bill would eliminate the state's handgun purchasing permit by allowing unlicensed private sellers to not run a background check. Last year, roughly 40% of all gun sales in the country were without a federal background check. Mayor Kleinsmith says he worries that by eliminating background checks, people who should not be able to get hold of handguns will have access.
He's saying that people who are mentally ill, people who have a history of domestic abuse, people who have a dangerous criminal background are going to be able to purchase guns from private sellers without having their backgrounds checked.
Mayor Kleinsmith is part of a group called Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which consists of 14 mayors from cities in North Carolina. These 14 mayors have signed a letter in conjunction with the Association of Police Chiefs that also opposes this new bill.
The Association of Chiefs of Police in North Carolina stands with the 14 mayors who signed this letter, and they oppose repeal of these current requirements.
With the current gun laws that exist in North Carolina, Chapel Hill and Carborough do not remain free of gun violence, of course. Mayor Kleinsmith speculates that this law could lead to an increase in gun violence and possibly more incidents like the shooting out in front of Mary Scroggs Elementary School in Carborough just last year.
We have not been free from gun violence here in Chapel Hill. And some of the cases that we've had here have been very high profile.
For more information, you can view this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. A very important meeting in our community tonight, and its final meeting before the summer break. The Chapel Hill Town Council will check up with the progress of the Central West Focus Area Committee and the Rogers Road Task Force. The Central West Steering Committee is charged with creating a vision for the future of the Estes Drive Martin Luther King intersection. The 17-member Citizen Advisory Committee is the first convened as part of the community planning process outlined in the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Plan. The group will deliver a report on its progress and lay out plans for future work. The Rogers Road Task Force is a group of elected officials and neighborhood residents working to establish reparations for the community that lived next to the Orange County landfill for four decades. The task force has been hashing out options for providing sewer to some or all of the homes in the area, and members are looking to Carver Alderman, Orange County Commissioners, and the Chapel Hill Town Council to evaluate those plans. Last week, the Carver Alderman voted to endorse the plan to bring sewer service to the entire neighborhood. Commissioners, on the other hand, rejected a motion to offer general support and future funding to any sewer plan. The majority of commissioners indicated they would rather wait for a task force report, which is happening later in the fall. Tonight, the Chapel Hill Town Council will review the sewer project options and weigh in on possible next steps. The council will meet at 7 o'clock tonight in council chambers at Town Hall. WCHL News Time, 7:14, 14 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. If you're looking for an engagement ring or a special custom piece that you've been dreaming of for a long time, remember that Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble Jewelers are there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza. Easy to find, right next door to Whole Foods on Elliott Road. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here we go with Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still looking to do all right this morning. Moving smoothly right now, I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the morning, be sure, and throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for all the work you've been doing back in the newsroom all
morning
long.
Glad to do it. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you in a little while. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, presented by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and bring home a Dickie's Family Pack. Select from eight juicy smoked meats and great sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, actually between Chapel Hill and Durham. Dickie's Barbecue Pit. 72 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny today. 20% chance of showers this morning, then a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s, same old tonight. Partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the evening. And our low tonight, about 70 degrees. Chance of rain is still 40%. Now tomorrow, it will increase to 50%. Partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, probably in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, about 88 degrees. Tomorrow night, more of the same, low 70, 50-50 chance of rain. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny, 40% chance of rain, high in the upper 80s. Let's just put it this way. The weather is not going to change anytime soon. It will be a rainy week for the most part.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Story of 3-year-old Grayson Clamp's ability to hear for the very first time has been embraced worldwide. 3 weeks ago, thanks to a team of doctors from UNC, Grayson heard his father's voice. It was the first sound he heard. Last week, we spoke with one of the doctors who headed up the surgery. This week, WCHL's Rachel Nash had the chance to talk with Grayson's dad, Len, about his incredible story and his incredible son.
Actually watching just the sheer excitement in his eyes when he heard sound for the first time, then watching him sort of slowly piece together sounds that he's getting and understanding and associating those, you know, to real life things has been tremendous.
That's Grayson's dad, Lynn Clamp. He and his wife, Nicole, adopted Grayson when he was just a baby. Lynn says he believes it was God's plan for them to find their son.
You know, he was a miracle just to be able to, you know, just to be born, it was a miracle. And then for us to be available as foster parents when he came along, and then ultimately to get him, I think we always knew there was going to be something unique in store.
Grayson was born with a rare condition that the medical community calls CHARGE, which affects many different areas of a child's health. Grayson had a severe heart defect at birth, and they believe he cannot see out of his right eye. Grayson was also born without a cochlear nerve, which transmits sound information from the cochlea to the brain. Doctors first tried a cochlear implant, but because he was born without a cochlear nerve, it was ineffective as there was nothing to stimulate. His family then decided to move forward with an auditory brain stem implant, which had been used for adults but hadn't been tested for use in children in the United States. The procedure requires doctors to implant a microchip in a patient's brain. The microchip then helps the patient recognize and process sound by electrically stimulating the brainstem. In one powerful moment, which was captured on film, Grayson hears his father say, "Daddy loves you." It was the first sound he ever heard. Dr. Craig Buckman, Dr. Matt Ewind, and Dr. Holly Teagle of UNC were just a few of the many doctors who helped Grayson have the ability to hear.
There's no amount of thank yous that can be given. So they're phenomenal surgeons, but they're really just phenomenal people. I mean, they very much have a genuine concern for the well-being of their patients. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've literally gotten on the phone with them at all hours of the day and night, and it makes us feel like we're the only patient in the hospital.
The Clamps also have a 2-year-old son, Ethan, who is beginning to babble. Lynn says it's great to see both of his sons begin to express themselves in their own unique ways. Grayson will continue to work with UNC hospitals for hearing and speech therapy. To see the video of when Grayson hears for the first time, you can read the article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 7:18, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. An amazing story. Again, go to our website if you like more details. And if you'd like to see that rather startling video, chapelboro.com. Good morning. It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Sports brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. The North Carolina High School Athletic Association has released its 100 to Remember coaches list. And among those honored is Chapel Hill High School's own Sherry Norris. Norris, who coaches women's volleyball and basketball at Chapel Hill High, has been coaching for more than 35 years. She says she continues coaching because it's still exciting for her, and it gives her the opportunity to support women's sports.
It was my goal, because I never was able to play sports, was to be an advocate and give girls the same opportunity that boys had at the high school level.
Before Title IX came along, high schools were not required to give equal access to men's and women's athletics. And in Sherry Norris's Bladenboro High School in Bladen County, North Carolina, this meant women's sports just fell through the cracks.
There was basically a budget crunch, and when they had that budget crisis, they cut girls' sports at the high school that I ended up attending.
Norris added that the only athletic options available to women at that time were cheerleading and becoming a marching band major. In her time as a coach, Norris has led the Chapel Hill High Tigers to more than 500 wins in women's basketball and more than 700 victories in volleyball, making her the high school coach with the most wins in North Carolina. Norris says she attributes her winning record to setting a good example for her players to follow.
One of the things that makes you a good coach is that you have to demonstrate certain qualities to your players, and that's a willingness to work hard, to be committed to the team, and I have done that over the years. And by modeling that type of behavior, I really feel like my players commit to the program and to the teams that they're on.
The North Carolina High School Athletic Association's Top 100 to Remember Coaches list is part of a series of lists the organization is releasing in honor of its 100th anniversary this year. Of course, everybody's still disappointed with the way Carolina's baseball season turned out in the end, but what a remarkable season it was. Carolina expected to contend for the national championship all season long, started out the whole season ranked number one, ended up ranked number one in most polls, did quite well, winning 59 times this season, 59 victories against only 12 losses. That is an amazing record. Archansky has more to say about that on today's Sports Notebook. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock, KWCHL. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz.
Archansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
All the comparisons between state and Carolina baseball prove there is no comparison. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. I guess the Raleigh newspaper has to treat the two accomplishments about equal. NC State's first sensational season in, what, 45 years versus Carolina's ho-hum sixth trip to the College World Series in the last eight tries. The headline calling it a season to remember. The parallel stories down both outside columns and the by-the-numbers breakdown. Ah, yes, by-the-numbers. I like the number two, signifying State's second trip to Omaha since Richard Nixon's first term as president. And the Wolfpack's program-high 50 victories, nine short of the Tar Heels' all-time high of 59. And, of course, State's preseason number eight ranking, which it lost midway through the spring and never regained top 10 status, while UNC began number one in the polls and finished number one in most of them. Certainly, congratulations to State coach Elliot Avan for returning his school's team to the College World Series since he was a teenager. The Pack now talks about getting back to Omaha next season like it's a done deal, which it certainly is not, even with Carlos Rodon returning for his junior year. That reminds me of how Carolina basketball recruits against schools trying to build a program. Son, they can tell you all they want about what they're going to do. Look at what we have done, so why don't you come here and help us continue that? Rodon, who, as we said before, will be in the big league someday, is the barometer for this new aspect of the red-blue rivalry. As a great career as he's had, Rodon has a losing record against the Tar Heels the last two seasons. And that monumental victory in the opening round in Omaha was easily erased when the Tar Heels sent Rodon and State packing 4 days later. Really, the only worthwhile comparison you can make is that each team hurt the other's chances of winning the national championship. For the understated, underrated Mike Fox, having the program he's built over the last 8 years trumps one breakthrough season for any school. The guy just keeps signing up and coaching up great players, more from North Carolina than ever before, and the underclassmen he has coming back. From long Landon Lassiter to streaky Sky Bolt to tremendous Trent Thornton means the Tar Heels will be back in Omaha again before the Wolfpack ever has another chance to sniff the Nebraska air. And you can bet on that comparison. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
The new season at Carolina Performing Arts is coming with a celebration of artistic excellence and extraordinary, engaging experiences. Tickets, while they last, are on sale now. CPA Executive Director Emil Kang.
Our 13-14 season is much more of a whirlwind, transporting you to many different corners of the world, inspiring you to engage with the finest artists from around the world and to some unexpected, exciting places.
September through April will be a season to remember, an experience you won't want to miss at Memorial Hall.
The work that these artists do, they reveal, I think, a little bit about ourselves and about our own journey. And of course, we invite you to be part of that experience.
Build your own ticket packages, and single tickets are now on sale. Visit CarolinaPerformingArts.org. The best seats are going fast and will soon disappear.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world comes here.
If you've been hassling with glasses and contacts for years, why wait any longer? At Carolina Ophthalmology, we've been performing LASIK eye correction here in Chapel Hill for 17 years. At your free consultation with Dr. James Bryan, he will answer your questions and evaluate whether LASIK is right for you. Take our LASIK self-test at carolina2020.com. Call us today, 919-945-EYES. Why wait any longer?
This is Ron Bogle with a message about underage drinking. It's a crime to provide alcohol to anyone under the age of 21. This includes parents and other adults. To do so could result in a record of conviction, court-imposed sentence, and mandatory driver's license revocation. And add in the threat of potential civil liability. It's not worth the risk. Be responsible. Don't provide alcohol to teens. Thank you, WCHL, for your concerns about healthy young people in our community. This is Ron Bogle.
Let me just tell you about a few things going on with downtown Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill's festival and events celebrating community, creating a vibrant downtown, supporting economic development. See a schedule of events at townofchapelhill.org/festival-and-events. You can also discover their new music and arts events at the 140 West Plaza in downtown Chapel Hill on West Franklin Street. If you'd like more information, again, log in to townofchapelhill.org/140West. And don't forget that you can join me and the rest of the folks at WCHL at Keenan Stadium on Thursday, July the 4th, for one of Chapel Hill's brightest traditions, is the Town of Chapel Hill's July 4th celebration. Not only will we have a great fireworks display that night, but also Kenny Mann of Liquid Pleasure, Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure from right here in Chapel Hill will be performing. And it's going to be a great time for everybody. Again, that is July the 4th at Keenan Stadium. We hope you will be there and be part of all the fun.
This is Eric Montross. Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Ron, thanks for all you've done and for waking up Chapel Hill.
Hi, this is Sanford. I want to thank Ron Stutz for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Ron Boy, I said, I can remember when you had more hair. I can remember when you were a lot slimmer.
This is Woody Durham. And Ron, thanks for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
I wanted to say thank you so much, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro on WCHL.
Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Thanks, Ron, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Ron Stutz is one of the most wonderful human beings you'll ever meet in your life. The best possible voice to wake up to every morning. Hi, this is Mike Cross, and I'm awfully glad we've had Ron Stutz to wake us up here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Regretfully, I don't have anything else to do, so my alarm clock goes off every morning, and who do I listen to? I listen to you.
Without Ron Stutz, WCHL Radio, Chapel Hill would not be the place that it is.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Coming up on the bottom of the hour at WCHL, and time now for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Inn at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And, of course, to wrap up a long week, don't forget, Friday's on the front porch starting at 5 p.m. each Friday at the beautiful Carolina Inn. Well, it is now 72 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today, 20% chance for showers. Even this morning, we might get some rain. Then a 40% chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. High today about 88 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain with the low around 70. Tomorrow, more of the same, really. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thundershowers, mainly in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the upper 80s. Chance of rain tomorrow is 50%. Tomorrow night, still 50% chance of rain, so lots of clouds, low about 70 degrees. On Wednesday, a little better, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, probably in the afternoon, high in the upper 80s again. Chance of rain is 40%. Still 40% chance of rain on Wednesday night. And on Thursday, more of the same. In fact, all the way through the weekend, all the way through Friday at least, a big chance of rain and not exactly great weather.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel
CBS
station.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. He was going to be in a left side window seat, 17A, on an Aeroflot Moscow to Havana flight, but Edward Snowden, the American accused of revealing U.S. surveillance practices, was nowhere to be found.
Aeroflot said he is not on the plane.
Guardian correspondent Miriam Elder at the gate in Moscow. I'm that jet journalist.
So we're going to have a nice vacation in Cuba right now.
As for Snowden.
Now the question is, where is he? Was he ever in Moscow? Nobody's seen, you know, a picture, a video, any evidence that he actually has ever been here.
And
maybe he's been successful at, you know, throwing everybody off his scent. I don't think anybody has a clue where he is right now.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. As the U.S. tries to get its hands on Edward Snowden,
the administration is attacking his stated motives. A senior official says Snowden's claims that he's fighting for freedom and human rights don't match his choice of potential protectors: China, Russia, Cuba, Venezuela, and Ecuador. The official says Snowden's failure to criticize those countries indicates that his real motive has been to hurt U.S. national security.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. 72 degrees, 20% chance of showers this morning. Bigger chance of rain in the afternoon today. Look for a high temperature in the upper 80s. Today is a big day in Raleigh. Congressman David Price announced on Friday that he plans to join this week's Moral Monday protest at the General Assembly Building. The Moral Monday movement has drawn thousands of protesters to the state capitol over the past eight-week period, targeting policies that Republican-controlled legislature. More than 400 protesters, around 450 in fact, have been arrested in acts of civil disobedience, including many people from right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community and many Orange County elected officials as well. NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber issued a call last week for even larger crowds to attend these next two rallies, dubbing them Mass Moral Mondays. Here's what he had to say last week, just before 84 more people got arrested.
We would like the governor and his party to know we are outsiders. If by outsiders you mean outside of the Tea Party, outside of the intoxication of Art Coke influence, outside of extremism, outside of hatred, we are outside of all those things. Because inside our hearts we love justice.
Barber was responding to the assertion that North Carolina Republican Governor Pat McCrory made about the demographics of protesters. He called them outsiders and not natives of North Carolina. The rally starts at 5 o'clock today at Halifax Mall, which is behind the General Assembly Building, and will focus on women's rights, economic justice, and labor rights. Barber and others will also speak on behalf of the 70,000 state residents who will lose access to federal unemployment benefits when new state laws go into effect the 1st of July. The first Moral Monday protesters who got arrested at the North Carolina General Assembly are set to appear today in a Wake County courtroom, and they're all expected to plead not guilty. Among the 17 scheduled for a hearing today is NAACP President Reverend William Barber, who was arrested April 29th on misdemeanor counts of second-degree trespassing, failure to disperse on command, and violating building rules. More than 450 people have been arrested so far as part of what have become weekly Monday evening protests against the policies championed by the governor and the Republican-controlled legislature. NAACP legal advisor Herb Joyner said all the defendants plan to plead not guilty, and they will be represented by lawyers who volunteered to work for free. A new bill that would eliminate background checks for the sale of handguns is one of those many policies in contention. It's already been passed through the State House and may soon become a law here in North Carolina. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt tells us his opinion on this proposed bill.
I couldn't be more disappointed that our legislature is considering this, disappointed that it's passed the House and that it may actually become law in North Carolina.
The new gun bill would eliminate the state's handgun purchasing permit by allowing unlicensed private sellers to not run a background check. Last year, roughly 40% of all gun sales in the country were without a federal background check. Mayor Kleinschmidt says he worries that by eliminating background checks, people who should not be able to get a hold of handguns will have access.
He's saying that people who are mentally ill, people who have a history of domestic abuse, people who have a dangerous criminal background are going to be able to purchase guns from private sellers without having their backgrounds checked.
Mayor Kleinschmidt is part of a group called Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which consists of 14 mayors from here in North Carolina. These 14 mayors have signed a letter in conjunction with the Association of Police Chiefs that also opposes this bill.
The Association of Chiefs of Police in North Carolina stands with the 14 mayors who signed this letter, and they oppose repeal of these current requirements.
Well, the current gun laws that exist here in North Carolina, Chapel Hill and Carrboro, certainly do not remain free of gun violence. Mayor Kleinsmith speculates that this law could lead to an increase in gun violence and possibly more incidents like the shooting out front of Mary Scroggs Elementary School in Carrboro just last year.
We have not been free from gun violence here in Chapel Hill. And some of the cases that we've had here have been very high profile.
If you'd like more information, you can view this story on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. At its final meeting before the summer break, the Chapel Hill Town Council will check up on the progress of the Central West Focus Area Committee and the Rogers Road Task Force. The Central West Steering Committee is charged with creating a vision for the future of the Estes Drive Martin Luther King intersection. The 17-member Citizen Advisory Committee is the first convened as part of the community planning process outlined in the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Plan. The group will deliver a report on its progress and lay out plans for future work. The Rogers Road Task Force is a group of elected officials and neighborhood residents working to establish reparations for the community that lived next to the county landfill for 40 years. The task force has been hashing out options for providing sewer service to some or all of the homes in that area, and members are looking to the Carrboro Alderman, Orange County Commissioners, and the Chapel Hill Town Council to evaluate the plans. Last week, the Carrboro Alderman voted to endorse a plan to bring sewer service to the whole neighborhood. Orange County Commissioners, on the other hand, rejected a motion to offer general support and future funding to any sewer plan. The majority of commissioners indicated they would rather wait for a task force report later in the fall. Tonight, the Chapel Hill Town Council will review the sewer project options, and it will weigh in on possible next steps. The council meets at 7 o'clock tonight in council chambers at Town Hall. WCHL News Time, 7:38, 22 minutes until 8 o'clock. Jim Waters has today's commentary. That'll be followed by What You're Saying in the Street. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're also going to tell you what's happening at our website today, chapelboro.com.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for that well-deserved family vacation. The road is calling, and right now at Performance BMW, you can get exceptional offers, such as financing as low as 0.9% for up to an unbelievable 72 months on select certified pre-owned models, while other financing options are as low as 2.9% for up to 72 months, such as the 2010 BMW 328i for $384 per month.
Wow!
At Performance BMW, your options are virtually limitless. Performance BMW is known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service. BL1853. 72-month purchase at 2.9% APR. $2,500 due at signing excludes tax, tag, and 549 doc fee. Based on selling price of $27,861. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
I literally spent almost 2 hours every single day for 6 months doing research.
Andrew Jernigan was on a mission to find the perfect engagement ring for Miss North Carolina 2011, Haley Best.
I probably went in a total of 10 different jewelers, and each one of those stores I probably went in 2 to 5 times. Throughout the whole experience, I probably looked at 500 different diamonds. I truly became a jeweler's worst nightmare.
Then he discovered Diamonds Direct Crabtree, where he found the perfect diamond, the most beautiful ring, and the best value.
I feel completely comfortable after looking at 500 diamonds and comparing everyone's price against everyone else. No one could get anywhere close.
Haley loved the ring and now finds herself in a new kind of competition with her Miss America contenders.
It's almost like a competition now after Miss America to see who can have the most beautiful engagement ring, and so far I'm winning. Diamonds Direct has made that possible too, so I might not have won Miss America, but I'm totally winning the best engagement ring contest.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Oh, you're right. It's 7:41 at WCHL, 19 minutes until 8 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show once again, Rand Northam.
Well, Ron,
that's the sound of one person clapping.
The applause goes all to you today, my man, as you head to Greensboro tonight, and
accept the award for North Carolina Personality of the Year, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year. So congratulations again on that. We look forward to the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters presenting that award to you tonight.
All right. Is there money involved with that?
Don't think so.
Too bad.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Hey, I know that you had to work a lot over the weekend, a lot of stuff going on. And I just want to tell you what we did on Saturday night, which was a lot of fun. Went over to Bev and I went to Hillsboro Saturday night. It was a Hillsboro Saturday night.
Excellent.
Went to Hillsboro Barbecue. Mm. There was a long wait because there were so many people there. It was crazy. And while we were waiting, we went just next door to the grand opening of the new Mystery Brewing Company.
Very nice.
Had a couple of beers from there. It was really good. And then we ate dinner, and then we went on the other side next door to the Depot,
man,
which is where,
busy night.
You know, they had music playing over there and everything. It was just fantastic. I mean, it was really, really a lot of fun.
Good times
you
in
know,
Hillsboro.
You know, the first person I saw when we got to Hillsboro was
Tom Stevens.
Walking out of my car. You got it. You nailed
wow,
it,
how
man.
About that?
Walking out of the car. We're walking across the street to go to the place there. All that's together. And Tom, I hear this voice say, Ron Stutz! And it's the mayor, Tom Stevens.
How about that?
I mean, I saw him later on dancing and, you know, so, I mean, there's a greeting committee when you go there.
So, well, there is for Ron Stutz, at least.
Well, that was really a lot of fun, though, you know.
Nice, yeah.
Sounds
good.
Do that again, so.
Well, I'll have to go to Hillsboro and see if I get the same reaction.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You will. Guarantee it.
Definitely.
Well, we got the commentary and what you're saying on the street coming up, but right now, what's happening at Chapelboro.com?
Well, in Chapelboro today, we have a new column from Cynthia Raxter. Cynthia is our new rural issues columnist and is self-described storyteller from the North Chatham and Southern Orange counties. The name of her column is Chatham Traveler. The first column up is on rain collection and how you can use it to easily save money on watering. So you'll want to check that out.
Yeah.
There's also a commentator up from Willis Wichard on keeping funding from the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching.
Yeah.
So you want to check that out.
He's really passionate about that, too.
Very much so.
And he is well-respected all over the state, having been a judge and just all around very respected person. So
a commentator last week, very well spoken. Glad to have him on here with us. And also yesterday was the last day for shortlist voting. So look tomorrow for the winners of the best place for a frozen treat.
Hmm.
There are a few here. I know it. I've tried them probably all. So here in Chapelboro, there are plenty of those. And
I think
we'll see
I like
who
them all.
Takes the prize. Yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely.
It'd be hard to guess my favorite. So.
Yeah, you can't beat any of them. So
no.
That is what's going on Chapelboro.com. Lots more than we can mention. Of course, great photo galleries up by Susan Murray and others. And you can always follow up on all of our news and sports columns. Of course, sports are going to trickle off a little while for just a couple months now. We'll start to get ready for, of course, the UNC women's soccer team trying to repeat as national champions. We'll see if the North Carolina football team can get an ACC championship this year, as they are once again eligible. That is great news. Yeah. Lots of other great things going on as well in sports, but we'll take a little time off as far as the day-to-day hard-hitting sports, and we will get back into it before you know it. But all that available and much more on our website, chapelboro.com.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
We'll get your traffic and weather together coming up next. 7:45, 15 minutes until 8 o'clock.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jim Waters. Be very careful, folks. There are copperheads in our woods and sharks in the oceans. Life has many hazards. There is one in our midst, however, that many of us do not see. What is it, you ask? Home care. That's what. Not every organization in the home care business is predatory. Most are very helpful, honest, decent, and give the best medical attention and human devotion possible. Many extraordinary organizations provide wonderful service and charity for free. Yet other home care outfits are nothing short of financial predators seeking to take financial advantage of any opportunity. They are very expensive and even frequently gouge their patients. It's all too frequently all about the money. Chapel Hill has become a haven for retirees, many quite affluent, some who relocate here specifically. Many are in upscale, well-run retirement facilities. Even some of these residents also hire outside home care. Other elderly and sick choose to remain at home in their latter years, and frequently home care is purchased or brought in to take care of them. Many of us in Chapel Hill Carrboro have living parents at home in this very situation. Be careful. Review your bills closely. Get references. Many are very good, while many are not. Speak with doctors. Engage hospice for free advice. You and those for whom you care will feel better. This is Jim Waters.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Brian Aloisi. With several media sources focusing on national news and events in other states, information about local governments can get placed on the back burner. We at the streets to find out, do you care about or follow what the local government is doing?
I'm Danny. I live in Durham. Yeah, I work in Carrboro. Not religiously, but, you know, I keep up with a little bit of what goes on here, yeah.
Hi, my name is Poncho Brown, and I live in Carrboro. Yes, I do. I follow it. I care about what's going on.
Hi, I'm Coulter. I live in Chapel Hill, and, you know, it's, I don't really keep up with the local news. National news is more my thing.
My name's Anna Pepper. I live in Durham. I work in Carrboro at the Painted Bird. I care about the local government. I care about the direction that the town's taking.
Is finding out what the local government is doing important to you?
My name's Mary Rodriguez, and I live in Cary, and I work over at UNC Hospital. I live in Cary, so I do follow Cary. And seeing I work in Chapel Hill, yeah, I follow some of that.
Hi, I'm Kathy Sewell. I live in Durham County, but not in Durham City. I do to some extent, but very often something comes out in the news and surprises me.
Jane Stein, Chapel Hill. I do. Mm-hmm. Actually, I get the Chapel Hill update, and I read the local papers, so I don't have any problem keeping up with the news.
My name's Melissa Rich, and I live in Chapel Hill. Not really. I follow the national government a lot more than local.
My name's Scott. I live in Chatham County. As far as taxes, I do. I know Orange County's pushing out like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, but as far as who's in control, it doesn't matter.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT, managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carrboro Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carrboro Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring, hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at CarrboroFamilyMedicine.net.
Did you know there's a state-of-the-art community college right here in Orange County? Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean of Durham Tech's Orange County campus, and I invite you to find out why our enrollment is soaring and our class offerings are up 70% since last year. Our campus is green and sustainable with well-equipped classrooms, science labs, computer labs, and a spacious library, all designed to provide a first-class education. Find out more at durhamtech.edu and click on the Orange County campus.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And don't forget, Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. at the Carolina Inn. Now with your morning traffic, here's Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. A couple slowdowns to let you know about. 15501 northbound. between Ephesus Church Road and I-40. Also, NC-54 heading eastbound between 15501 and Barbie Chapel Road, seeing some delays this morning. Nothing major out there right now. No accidents to report. No additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely. And remember all those construction areas out there as well. There are some areas where you need to use caution as the construction is in the way of your everyday travel, that's for sure. But also, it's nice that MLK does all their construction overnight, so you won't have to worry about that during the day. But still, some bumps in the road and things like that that you need to watch out for. So use caution throughout the summer.
Who could forget that? Who could forget the construction going on around town?
And make sure you don't forget it, that's for sure.
Hey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by the Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. A variety of full-size menu items are just $3. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center. It is 72 degrees, partly sunny today, 20% chance of showers this morning, 40% chance of scattered showers, maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon. High temperature today about 88. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain continuing. Low tonight, about 70. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, probably in the afternoon tomorrow. High tomorrow, again, in the upper 80s. Chance of rain is 50%. 50% tomorrow night as well. Chance of rain, in fact, all the way through the week. 7:52, 8 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Wayne Pond, who no doubt has been stirring up all kinds of activity in Chatham County all weekend long. How are you, Wayne?
Just nothing more harmful than annoying the lexicographers. That's all I've been doing all weekend.
Have you got a good word for us today?
I do. Here we go, pal. Here's a Monday word that'll put you on the path to happiness, righteousness, self-fulfillment, and instant wealth.
I was hoping you would say righteousness. Thank you.
Let's leave that one alone. The word of the day is decorous. Decorous.
Uh-huh.
D is in dog. D is in delightful. D is in dum-dum. D-E-C-O-R-O-U-S. D-E-C-O-R-O-U-S. Decorous. Derives from any number of etymological sources, one of them having to do with that which is appropriate, that which is beautiful, that which is graceful. Have I given you? I'm just giving it away, but I'll ask.
Actually, you could get together with a whole bunch of people and sing on your back deck.
And you're being decorous. All right. Well, Ron, as usual, you spoil my fun. Decorous what is it? Is it an adjective? Yes, it's an adjective. I'm losing my focus here.
Mm-hmm.
It means it's all about propriety and good taste and appearance and being correct. That's boy, that's Ron's dust if I've ever heard it.
Oh, absolutely.
All about good taste and propriety, right?
Yeah, all about good taste and food, but yeah.
And the myth continues. All right, D-E-C-O-R-O-U-S. There is the word of the day. Ron Boy, behave yourself. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, you too, buddy. Right. Coming up on 7:55 at WCHL, 5 minutes until 8 o'clock. And that is the word of the day brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it and define it if you can do all that. We'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Monday morning, this is 97.9 FM, WCHL. Ron Stutz here along with Lauren Stafford, the South African Flash.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Fantastic. Haven't had breakfast. You didn't bring any food in here.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I'll make a bagel run right after this.
Part of this job is to bring breakfast in here every morning.
It's
you know that,
true. It's very true. I thought as long as I, you know, just get your IV hooked up with coffee every morning, you're good to go.
Yeah, good to go. But I have to go to Cruisers to get that.
That's right, exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, you can bring breakfast whenever you feel like it.
All right, I'll work on that.
Don't wait too long.
I'll work on that. Next time, no clean joke, just breakfast.
All right. Okay. That suits me.
Sounds like a deal.
Yeah. What you got today?
All right, so I have a great joke today that actually we found online.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
A great source of all knowledgeable things in the world, the Internet.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you got to watch out,
that might be a
though.
Stretch. That might be a bit of a stretch.
It may or may not be true.
Exactly. So. All right, so three guys stranded on a desert island find a magic lantern containing a genie.
Mm-hmm.
who grants them each one wish.
Okay.
The first guy wishes he was off the island and back home.
Right.
The second guy is like, I want the same thing. I want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Poof, he's off the island. The third guy thinks about it and says, you know, I'm lonely. I wish my friends were back here.
What a way to waste three wishes.
Yeah. Wonder how those guys felt when they were back on that island.
I'm sure they were really happy with him.
Yeah, I'm sure,
sure
they
it was
were.
A very pleasant atmosphere. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you later.
Have a good one.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Tom Jensen is pretty well known around this community as the guy who heads up public policy polling. Seems he's always on WCHL talking about local politics and political candidates and how people feel about the issues. Now he's gotten even better known as Carolina's superfan. He's a big fan of Tar Heel baseball, and he supported his team all season long.
Well, it's funny. I definitely have people, like, recognize me on the street, recognize me in the grocery store as a super fan. Nobody has ever come up to me in the grocery store and been like, oh, man, you're the pollster. So I enjoy it. It's a wonderful group of people. This is, you know, I've really been around this program hardcore for 8 years now. We've never had a group of kids and parents as special as this year, and regardless of what happens, it's just been one amazing ride.
Tom Jensen is today's WCHL hometown hero because he's brought so much inspiration and excitement to the Carolina fan base. He's a guy in Bosheimer Stadium who's always leading the cheers. You can always hear him. He's one of the most vocal people out there, and he doesn't mind getting involved and cheering on the Heels. He's been to Omaha for the College World Series, and he's been in previous years as well.
I've come to Omaha four of the six times that we have, and unfortunately, I've only actually seen us win one game over the course of those trips.
That was, of course, before this season. This year, Carolina's had a bit more success, and Jensen has enjoyed leading the charge for Carolina fans out there as well, even if it has been halfway across the country.
There's actually a really positive vibe around the team. This is a team that really has shown an ability to bounce back from adversity all year, and we'll do whatever we can to help them.
Of course, Tom Jensen has not been the only Carolina fan in Omaha. He's been joined by a lot of other folks in Carolina Blue. He's just been the loudest.
There is a really significant Tar Heel presence, and we were cheering hard into the night.
Sometimes the home crowd can provide the team with a big advantage, and sometimes the Carolina fan base can make a big difference for the Tar Heels, even if they are way out in Omaha. Tom Jensen, UNC's superfan. Today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity.